The Republican National Committee has chosen Cleveland as its host city for the party's 2016 National Convention, and a political science professor at the University of Akron says that's an important decision. In an interview with Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles, John Green explains why Cleveland could be a smart choice for the GOP.
This is a big deal to have that kind of attention that comes with a national convention of one of the major parties, not to mention all the economic benefits, because there'll be a lot of money spent putting on a convention. And then, of course, all the people who attend, you know, from the delegates and party leaders to the national and international press corps. So I think just from the point of view of the city and the state, it certainly is really a big deal. We only have one of these big parties in each of the political parties once every 4 years. And while they don't quite have the drama they used to have, because we typically know who the nominees will be, it is the biggest collection of political people that we ever have. And the kind of impact that it can have on the state politically is generally positive. The state doesn't always go for the party that held the convention there, but it does give them some real opportunities to court voters, to persuade undecided, and to improve their performance at the ballot.
That leads me to the next question. Now that the Republicans have chosen Cleveland, do they have a political one-up, so to speak, on the Democrats? And is there more impetus for the Democrats to choose Columbus as their city?
You know, to the extent that the Republican convention in Cleveland gives the Republicans an edge in Ohio, then there may very well be some pressure on the Democrats to bring their convention to Columbus so that they can compete on even terms with Republicans for Ohio. Having said that, of course, lots of factors go into picking a city and not just being in a battleground state. But I think from the point of view of Ohio, it'd be quite exciting to have both of the national conventions in the same state.
How likely is it that if a party chooses to put their convention in a state, that they actually win that state?
Well, there is, I think, on balance, you look back historically, having a convention within a state does tend to help. But, of course, some of those states would have gone Republican or Democratic anyway. And in some cases, we had landslide elections one way or the other. So on the margins, it probably wasn't going to make very much difference at all. But I think it's not so much having the convention in a particular state, but the kind of strategy that might come with that choice. For instance, the last two competitors for the Republicans were Cleveland, a Midwestern city, basically a Democratic city in a swing state. The other option was Dallas, which is a solidly Republican city in a solidly Republican state. So one can easily see how the choice of Cleveland could be part of a more moderate strategy to try to win the swing states, to try to put a president in the White House. You know, the last couple of elections in Ohio have been very close, but the Democrats have won both of them. And it's hard to see how the Republican nominee in 2016 could plan a strategy without counting on winning Ohio. So to that extent, I think as part of a broader strategy, the city one picks, the state in which the city is located, can make a big difference.